Within the laws of Beis HaKnesses, the next siman is entitled Shlo Listor Shum Beis HaKnesses, that a person is not allowed to destroy, knock down a shul. Well, it goes without saying that, of course, this is talking about at least in a situation where you're just knocking it down with no interest in rebuilding. But the Mechaber says that even if your intention is to rebuild, maybe even to build a nicer shul, still the prohibition stands. Ein sostrin beis achneses k'dei livnos beis achneses acher. A person is not allowed to knock down a shul, even if your whole intention is just to remodel and to rebuild a nicer shul. Why not? What's the problem? After all, you have the greatest intentions. You want to make it nicer. Shema, because perhaps this is what may happen. Yer Elohim ones, something may happen. Shul yivnu acher, which turns out you knock down this first shul, and unfortunately, just were unable to build the second one. Turns out you'll not have, there'll be no Beis HaKnesses at all in that community. Elo, what should you do? You can imagine the opposite order. You should first build the second shul, and then after the construction is all finished, then you can do whatever you would like to shul number one, because obviously at that point you're not concerned because you have your new shul, new Beis HaKnesses all fixed. Now, what happens, let's say, instead of Beis HaKnesses that you want to rebuild, you want to instead build a Beis Medrash, in which, between the two, a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis Medrash, it's brought down explicitly which one has a greater level of sanctity, Kedusha, namely that of a Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash is a greater level of Kedusha. Therefore, maybe one would think, what if I knock down a Beis HaKnesses in order to build a Beis Medrash? Maybe that's different. So the Mishnah Berurah says, not really, it's not different. But who had din lasos mim in a Beis Medrash, nami osur, afal pisha kedusha, so gedola yoser. Even though the kedusha is greater, nonetheless, doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to knock down a Beis HaKnesses, even to build something which has greater levels of sanctity. And the Bir Halacha says that it's not only referring to knocking down, destroying a building, a Beis HaKnesses, it also is v'hu adin im rotze l'machra v'likach acheres b'dameha v'yaser kodem shekana ha'acheres. A person wishes to sell their building, sell the shul, and with the money that they get from the sale, they'll be able to purchase another building, or it'll at least help purchase another building. So the Be'er Halacha says that's the same thing. Knocking down, as what the Mechaber speaks about, is really no different than selling. In that case, what you first need to do is purchase the second building, then only afterwards the first shul can be sold. Now the Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, what is this whole concern, as the Mechaber said, that Shema Ye'era Lehem Ones, something beyond one's control can happen? What exactly is this saying? Apparently is because you'll sell or knock down the first shul and you'll have no money to buy shul number two. Well, maybe if you already have all the funds, you were hoping to collect, let's say, $5 million to build a new shul, and you have all of that specified, earmarked in an account, maybe that's different. Maybe once you have the money, you can already knock down the first shul, or you can sell the first shul because you have the money, so what's the problem? So Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't matter. V'afil im hayu kfar hama'os gibuyim, v'tzarech kol habinyan, u'menuchim biyad hagabai, that the money was already collected, and it's in the proper hands. V'afil ha'avanim v'hakoros, v'chol tzarech habinyan muchanim. Not only do they have the money, they have all the raw materials, they have the beams, everything you can possibly imagine in order for the construction, the building process to start. Doesn't make a difference. Apil Hachi Asur says to Mishnah Berurah, you are still not allowed to knock down that first building, even though you have everything to build shul number two. Well, what's the problem? You're not. What's going to happen? All the money is safe. It's not going to get stolen. It's in a safe, secure account. It's Dilma, because the concern is like this. Possibly, Misramuhu Pinyin Shibuyim V'yohavi Luhu. This is actually what the Gemara says, that you may find another reason to spend that money. It may be for a very legitimate reason, like Pinyin Shvuyin, someone who's in captivity, and they need to be redeemed, and therefore it will turn out, what will happen, that you will not have a shul because of this very worthy cause. Therefore, you have to do whatever you can. Make sure there's always a shul. And if you want to have a new shul, you have to have the second one first. And then the Mishnah Berurah says like this. What is the situation? What's the whole issue? That if you don't have the first shul and you end up not building a second one, so you're not going to have a Beis Hakneses in your community. You're not going to have a place to daven. Well, maybe the whole issue is because you don't have a place to daven. What if you don't have a Beis Hakneses, but you have a nice living room, we have a basement that we can convert into some type of a gathering where we can still daven? So is that maybe sufficient? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no. Be'afilu ikul huduchta, but sluye be'eza makom nami osur. Even if you have a place in which you can gather together, it doesn't matter, because the problem is not having a Beis Hakneses. And therefore, even if you can gather in a particular place, that's not enough. The heichad ika od Beis Hakneses kavua be'ir. What if you have already another shul? Yeah, let's say you're in a community where there are many synagogues. So does this prohibition also apply? Because the whole concern is that you're going to knock it down and you're not going to have a shul in your community. But if you already have a few other shuls, so maybe it's not a problem. So on this is a machlokas. According to the opinion of the Taz, he is lenient. However, the Magen Avraham, Aser b'chol gavna, he is more strict and does not allow it even in the event that there are other shuls. Now the Ramag then continues and says that this is not referring to only knocking down an entire building. The afilu lo rotsu lister rak mechitza achas l'archivo nami dinahachi. Even if all your intention is to knock down one wall in order to improve that, that's also, the din is like that. And the Mefarshim explain that, of course, if it's impossible but to knock it down in order for a new wall to be in that place, of course you can do so. But talking about in a situation where by knocking it down, it's possible that you're not going to do any repairs, and that you could have built something nearby or made the improvements with it still intact before you remove it. And that's what a person should do if that is the situation. However, the Mechaber says, this is what we'll conclude with. Behani Mili, the only time we say these words that we're so strict as to not knock down shul number one until the second one is built is only Shahaya Harishon Chazak. It's only if the first shul is really strong, but you want to make it a little bit nicer, therefore you want to build a new shul. Aval im charvo yisodosav, if the foundation of the shul is already very weak, o nati koslav lipo, you see that the walls are ready to fall and collapse, then sosano simiyad, you do not have to wait until you build another shul, but rather you can remove those walls or fix the foundation immediately. Umaschin livnos mahera b'yom uvalayla. But you shouldn't just work banker's hours, but rather they should be worked day and night for the same reason as we said. Shema tincha kasha yishar charev. Because maybe for unknown circumstances may turn out that you will not end up finishing the job, and then you'll end up without a shul, and therefore it should be done, and it should be done quickly.